a prayer to get us to the temple. Several days before our ward was scheduled to travel to the Abba Nigeria temple, the bishop called and asked me to lead our group. I agreed, and on the morning of our trip, we offered a prayer and boarded a bus to begin our journey. On our way, we sang hymns. Joy beyond measure filled the air. We were making good time on our 10-hour journey, but just before noon, our bus developed a problem none of us could fix. I ran to a nearby petrol station and found an attendant. I asked if she could direct me to a mechanic. Without delay, she called two mechanics. They soon arrived and got to work. They discovered that the fan belt was defective. They worked for hours until they had exhausted all their knowledge. Then they called another mechanic. He appeared confident when he arrived and said sarcastically, "What's wrong with the fan belt that you could not fix?" He worked for a while and then said, "What has happened here is beyond ordinary." He picked up his tools and left. The other mechanics continued to search for a solution, but our situation seemed hopeless. I turned to my fellow saints and saw sadness on almost every face. As I thought about what to do next, a thought came to me. Have you prayed over the problem? Immediately, I called the group together. We stood in a circle and prayed to our Heavenly Father to give the mechanics the knowledge they lacked. In less than 5 minutes, one of the mechanics came to see me. "We have done it," he said, beaming. We rejoiced and thanked the Lord. I soon noticed that the other mechanic looked discouraged. I tried to congratulate him, but he said, "Are you congratulating me for taking 6 hours to fix one fan belt? I fixed two fan belts before I came here. What happened here is beyond explanation." I told him God had intervened following our prayer. "You prayed over it?" he asked. "Yes, about 5 minutes ago." "Oh, that is wonderful of you," he said. I paid the mechanics and they left. We all entered the bus and continued our journey. We finally reached the temple several hours later, grateful that Heavenly Father hears and answers our prayers. Isaac Ututu, Lagos, Nigeria. End of the story. A prayer to get us to the temple. Read by Nick Anderson.